Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Taylor Merrick Podcast, the world's first and only three-in-one podcast.
On what?
You'll just have to find out. Here's your host, Taylor Merrick.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode in the Taylor Merrick Podcast. This is episode 122, and glad you're listening. Glad you're supporting the show by listening and subscribing for the latest episodes. You could also head on over to patreon.com/TaylorMerrick if you want to help support us further. But outside of that, really glad you're here. It's the weekend. With another weekend wrapping up around the corner, how are you doing, Jane?
I'm holding in there.
You're holding in there. Okay, so how far along are you now, if we're going to document this?
37 and a half weeks.
37 and a half.
So I'm, you know, we just finished our baby classes. So technically we can have this baby whenever. That'd be great.
Technically, baby can now show up whenever she wants to. So we're all excited about that. And whenever that happens, that happens. And if by chance we're not able to crank out another episode because she throws off our recording schedule, well, it tends to be how things go anyways. But seeing as how we're sporadic with postings for the Taylor Merrick Podcast anyways, it's a surprise that we're able to get an episode out. But don't worry, you know, if you guys want to listen to a past episode, there's like 120 some odd ones that you could listen to. So yeah, nice, fun, quiet, cooler weekend here for us so far.
Supposed to be cooler.
Yeah. So, was there something that you wanted to start off with, or should I share?
Start off.
Okay, well, I might have a couple. One I have in mind, because apparently, I've already told the story to you, so I'll tell it to you again. So, I work at the post office, and I have to work with a bunch of coworkers inside the station for a couple hours every day before I head out on the route, and I'm left to my own devices for the rest of the day. It actually works out nice. I only have to socialize for a couple hours of the day, and the rest of the day I'm out by myself. It's usually quiet, and I can rarely talk to customers because I usually don't come out or say much. It's quiet and it's nice. And one of my coworkers says, "Oh, I got a story to tell you guys." And so we're like, "Oh, great. Now what does he have to tell us?" So starts off, he's saying, "Yeah, so I've been, you know, it's kind of frustrating telling my wife, you know, what I want for dinner, because I'll come home and so I'll be like, oh, so honey, what's for dinner? And she'll be like, oh, well, I had some really nice fish, and I had some, you know, this, that, and the other thing." And he's like, "Oh, that's great. Do I have any, or what do I get?" And she's like, "Spaghetti." "Spaghetti? And why can't, well, I only had enough to make one." "Okay, well, can't you make enough for two?" "No, I just had enough to make one." Okay, so the next day he comes home and he's like, "Okay, honey, what's for dinner?" And she'll say some other meal that they had, and be like, "Okay, that's nice. What do I get?" "Spaghetti." You can see where this is going. After a while, I think he's starting to get sick of spaghetti. So he's complaining to, you know, us listening. He's like, "Why is it every single time I try to sit down to dinner and have like a nice dinner with my wife, I get stuck eating spaghetti or leftovers or something?" And she says, "Well, I make a big pot of spaghetti, so I figure it can last a whole week." And he's like, "Well, why do I get stuck with it? I don't want it." Well, tell me what you want." "Well, I want to eat fish like you're eating, or lasagna or something else." "Oh, well, I don't have enough to make." "Well, go buy more then, you know." It's not, for crying out loud. So this week, it actually changed. The story changed a little bit. So we're checking in. We're saying, "Hey, how's it going?" And he's like, "You'll never guess what I had for dinner last night."
Sorry.
And that's you breaking. Oh, just kicking stuff. You're like, "Well, what? What'd you have for dinner last night? Spaghetti?" He's like, "Ha! Got you there." He's like, "I had spaghetti with ketchup sauce."
yeah.
Like, well, what do you mean? He's like, well, because I sat down and I was, as always, you know, I said to my wife, what are we having for dinner? And she's like, oh, spaghetti. And he's like, well, great, spaghetti. So he sits down, he eats it, and he's like, the spaghetti tastes kind of different, like something's in the sauce. Oh, I know, I changed. I use ketchup instead. We have no more tomato sauce. And he's like, what? So I'm eating ketchup spaghetti or something? Everybody's roaring with laughter there, so I don't know. We really suffer here at work.
Still tomatoes, but tomato sauce and ketchup have a different taste. So yeah, why?
You know, I tried working on the accent before. I couldn't really get into character, but every time he says it in like a Filipino accent because his wife is Filipino, which makes the story that much funnier. Because he's like, you know, I'm gonna go tell the guys at work, right? And she's like, I know, but why you have to make fun of me? I don't talk like that. No, I'm not making fun of you. Why do I always talk this way? I speak perfect English. Hello? He's like, I'm not trying to make fun of you. Well, don't talk about stuff like that at work. Keep it at home. Well, I gotta tell them something. Tell them nothing. So he's like, well, I'm gonna talk about it anyway because I get a kick out of it at work. So, you know, obviously we laugh and then we go tell everybody else. And I'm still waiting for my book deal to come through. Life and Day and Times of a Postal Carrier. That's me.
Otherwise known as Adult Daycare.
Yeah, otherwise known to some of my coworkers affectionately as Adult Daycare. So I have to sit there and listen to this stuff. I don't know. And then don't even get me on topics when they're starting to talk about you, Jane. They're still trying to figure out how to relate with somebody who came from Guam, and I said she lived there for 16 years. She wasn't born there. She was born here in America.
Can you tell her I'm as white
can you tell? I even show them a picture, and they're like, wow, she's white? Oh, you guys are idiots. And like, yeah, I know. We're dumb, and we deliver the mail.
You guys just walk in with dress in a hula and a grass skirt and a coconut bra and just be like, here I am.
I know, right? Jeez, these people. I don't know. So that's work stories for me today. So I hope you guys enjoyed. What was there something that you wanted to share?
Well, it's not quite funny, but
is this another PSA announcement or something?
No.
Okay. You've had a lot of those rather recently.
Well, I dealt with a stupid person on the road yesterday, but, you know, I'm not going to go into
that. Not that story? Okay.
No, because...
Well, I mean, we're just chilling and hanging out, blabbing about stuff, so, like, whatever you want to talk about.
Well, it was
about.
Stupid and annoying, and, you know, it's... I clearly had the green light, and he was waiting for his turn, but when he saw the green light, he decided, oh, well, I can go too.
Yeah, because, you know, green lights are optional if you're staring at a red light. Don't go running red lights, even if the other people have green. I saw green, I can go.
He was turning right, but still, he should have waited until the light was green, because I clearly had the green light, which meant I had to go, but suddenly he's pulling out in front of me. I'm like, hello?
Yeah, big, stupid, dum-dum.
That's enough of that, and then...
You don't want to rant? Okay.
I don't really want to rant, I'm too tired.
You're pregnant.
Then at work today, well... We had ordered a new computer for the office, one that I'm going to be using.
Right.
So I don't have to take my laptop anymore, because my laptop is kind of bordering on...
Old.
So, like, on Monday...
Is it getting senile?
On Monday, for example, it kept turning off on me.
Yep, it's senile.
So I'm like, oh! So we ordered a new computer that day, and yesterday we got the monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Today, though, we're waiting for the computer itself to be delivered. I'm hoping it's delivered before your dad has to leave. Anywho, so I decided to pull the monitor out today, and I'm like, oh, do I have my adapter? Sure enough, yes, I did. Mm-hmm. And I could plug the monitor into my computer, and I had two screens, and it was great. And I'm like, oh, I could get used to this. Because right now, the other thing is that we just recently started using more personalized emails. So, like, Mom has her email, Dad has his email, and I have an email for the secretary. So, sometimes I have to check both.
Right.
Which can be kind of fun, you know, difficult if you keep flipping between them on one screen. So, it's kind of nice to have it on one, and have the other one on the other. It's just like, oh.
That was it. You know, that reminds me of the same thing that Kim said, my sister, when she went to work for her new company when she got out of college. And she's like, I get to work with two monitors. This is great. I can have stuff over here and stuff over there. Well, that's the other thing. You also said that the other monitor was really big. And you're like, once you go big, nice. You never go back. It's nice. But I should have also included in that the fact that once you get two screens, you really never want to go back. It's like, who has a computer with one screen now? I mean, well, I know people, but I have two monitor screens. Quite honestly, I could probably do with another one.
Mm-hmm. Like, you have room.
Yeah, but I don't have any room on my computer desk. It's funny. Like, computer desks really should start changing and adapting with the times, because we're stuck with a stupid desk thing that can fit one monitor perfectly square in the center of it. But I don't want just one monitor. I want two. So the second one has to sit off on this goofy, awkward angle, which is fine. But now I don't have any other room to put anything else on the desk. Mm-hmm. It's almost like I should just get a custom gaming desk. Like, if that could be something, we have custom gaming chairs and custom gaming laptops and keyboards and peripherals and all of that. And I'm fairly certain they probably come out with, like, a custom gaming or studio desk type thing. I know there are a couple, at least, that go up and go down. Like, you can switch from a standing desk to a sitting desk.
That would be nice.
That's nice. That's usually bigger, but obviously I can't use that in the space that we're limited to here. I mean, I could. It would just be over a little bit more, and I can't have it any larger than it currently already is. Otherwise, nobody will be able to open a door to get in the building.
We wouldn't be able to get out.
And we wouldn't be able to get out. Like, the only way we'd be able to do it is either A, move the desk, or B, move the refrigerator. Because apparently our unit has two doors to get in. It's really goofy. So we're like, well,
that's
okay,
what happens
so we
when
can
you convert a single family to a duplex.
Yeah, this is what happens, guys, when you convert a single family bungalow into a duplex. You're like, well, what do we do with this door? Well, they have a choice then. They can go out or in this door on the kitchen, or out and in this door in the foyer. And then you look at it and you go, well, that's great, but I don't have room much in the kitchen for anything. And if I'm going to have a refrigerator, it has only one place it can really go, because there's a door on the kitchen that goes to the outside, and a door on the kitchen that goes to the bathroom. So we're kind of limited in places where we can put the refrigerator. So the only other place we can put it is right in front of that door. Mm-hmm. So that's where it sits.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're really suffering and struggling over here. No, not really.
No, we're fine.
We're fine. It's going good. So, is there one more thing that we wanted to share today, or?
Well, I don't have anything else, unless you do. I mean, other than the fact that we finally have the baby room ready.
Oh, that could be the last thing that we could talk about today. Sure. We finally have the baby room ready for those of you who are unmarried or single. That means that we got the baby's room ready and set up and complete for when baby decides to show up in a place for her to go. It just, we had to wait for some things to come in. But for those of you who are married and have children already, you can relate totally. And for those of you first time expecting along with us, whoopee, you know exactly how it goes. Oh, we gotta get the baby's room ready, and we have to get baby shower over with, and then we have to organize all the diapers, and we have to organize the sheets,
clothes.
And the clothes, and where the changing table's gonna be, and the crib's gonna be, and we have to have this for the baby, and that for the baby. Man, it's expensive, and it hasn't even shown up yet.
Well, we were able to find some, you know, it is handy to find things secondhand.
Right.
Which we did with the crib and the changing table, which was nice. So for the longest time, though, we had the crib in there, but no mattress. So the mattress finally arrived, and then the mattress pad, so I was finally able to get the mattress.
And the sheets that came with the kit that apparently that we had wasn't...
No, it wouldn't fit.
It wouldn't fit, so thankfully other sheets that we had fit.
Well, because I bought some new ones.
Oh, because you bought some new ones, but...
And so those fit, so finally the crib and the mattress, they're all put together, and then the other day I was able to find curtain rods... Because I need curtains in there, otherwise she's not going
to
be able to sleep.
Yeah, we got
to
figure out a way to darken the room. You can't just stand in front of the window and go, aah!
So I was able to find a nice curtain rod, because the the set that we got, for the crepe set we got, came with Valiances, which I think that's what they're called. Those Something. Little smaller ones that you hang up in front of the main curtain.
Yeah.
So I was able to find stuff for that. So I'm really happy. We're ready.
Yeah, and we found a clock that also doubles as like a nightlight of sorts, and it's a speaker.
So I can use it to play baby music.
Yeah. So it's like this nightlight clock speaker thing, which works out great. You can lighten up the room slightly a little bit, and
it's
then
pretty bright, actually.
And then play music for baby, and yeah, so hey, don't worry. We're not really forking over the dough and going all out on baby's room here. It's just the necessities. And the necessities, there is a cost associated with it, but thankfully it's not that much. But it's about a reasonable thing.
We got a lot from our friends at the baby shower. And then we also, we still got, gifts and stuff. So that was helpful.
Right.
But a lot of it, yeah, I was able to find some really good deals. We didn't, spend that much.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you're happy?
Yeah, I'm happy. She can come whenever she wants, and at this point, I'm like, please happen soon because this is getting too uncomfortable.
Hey, remember in the beginning part of this year when Mom and Kim were all like, hey, just wait till baby decides to show up. You'd be like, get it out of me. Were you almost at that point yet?
I am very uncomfortable sitting, standing. The only time I ever feel any relief is when I'm on my hands and knees.
Yeah, having to change position and being able to get baby. That and floating in a pool.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we're getting to the point where fall is mere days away, if not tomorrow.
There's a cold front coming through, yeah.
Yeah.
It's dry.
Matter of hours, and it's going to come, dry out everything, and leaves are already falling, so the pool's going to be going down soon, unless you want to do an indoor pool at a hotel or somewhere.
Well, I don't think I'm going to need to worry about that for much longer because we're just a couple weeks away from her showing up, hopefully.
Yeah, so that's exciting. And I think with that, that'll bring it full circle around to the conclusion of this week's episode of the Taylor Merrick Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, guys. And be sure to hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. And by the way, did you know that I do a daily tech news show where I report on the latest in tech, gadgets, and video games? You can find out more information about that at technewsgadget.net. It's a daily show that I do as well, so if you're interested in all that news, be sure to head on over. Otherwise, that'll do it from all of us here at the studios at Taylor Merrick Plaza, an apartment building that we're in. Keep being awesome, guys. We'll see you on the flip side.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.